Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Peters. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Wackenfuss. Batting fifth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The DH, Duffy Dyer. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Jim Lentine. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mark Fidrich. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting second. The left fielder, Rick Sofield. Batting third. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fourth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rob Wilfong. Batting eighth. The third baseman, John Castano. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jerry Kuzman. And now, play ball. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters strikes out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sofield. Brookins reaches second base with a double. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into center field. Wilfong settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Weiniger moves to second. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weiniger scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smalley moves to second. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage strikes out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cubbage scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dyer for the out. Cowens moves to second. Two outs. Jim Lentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. the Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong bunts towards third. Brookins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano bunts towards first. Wackenfuss scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitaker covering, for the out. Wilfong moves to second. One out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilfong moves to third. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a fly ball into left field. Lentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive towards third. Castano reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0-for-1 in the game. Sofield hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lentine. Sofield reaches second base with a double. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Lentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sofield moves to third. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage takes first base on ball 4. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sofield scores. Cubbage moves to second. It's 2-0, Twins. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Tigers, 2, Twins, 2. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilfong, who is chasing the ball. Cowens reaches third base with a triple. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dyer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Lentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Lentine hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 0 in the game. Castano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0 for 1 in the game. Mackinnon bunts towards first. Wackenfuss scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitaker covering, for the out. Castano moves to second. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Castano moves to third. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Weiniger strikes out. Two outs. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sofield takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wackenfuss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smalley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Lentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cubbage hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Powell. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Powell steals second. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Powell scores. It's 3-2, Twins. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilfong moves to second. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0 for 1 in the game. Mackinnon hits a line drive into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Tigers too. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brookins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brookins moves to third. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Parrish strikes out. 1 out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. Brookins scores. 2 outs. It's Tigers, 3, Twins, 3. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dyer hits a line drive into left field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sofield takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sofield. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. 2 outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Lentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentin is 0-for-2 in the game. Lentin hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-3 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7. With the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 3 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into center field. Wilfong settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Brookins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brookins. The throw from Weiniger and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Wackenfuss strikes out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Parrish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sofield. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Brookins scores. It's 4-3, Tigers. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Parrish scores. It's 5-3, Tigers. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Dyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cowens moves to second. Doug Corbett now pitching. Champ Summers pinch hits for Jim Lentine. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cubbage scoops it up and throws to first, with Corbett covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Champ Summers now playing left field. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Castano strikes out. One out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0 for 2 in the game. Mackinnon hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Sofield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell misplays the ball. That's an error on Trammell. Weiniger moves to second. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Weiniger moves to third. Sofield moves to second. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weiniger scores. Sofield scores. Smalley moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's Tigers, 5, Twins, 5. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cubbage hits a fly ball into left field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 4 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 4 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peters moves to third. Trammell moves to second. Steve Kemp pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Wagner now playing third base. Pat Underwood now pitching. Ron Jackson pinch hits for Hoskin Powell. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. One out. Dave Edwards pinch hits for Rob Wilfong. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards strikes out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron Jackson now playing left field. Dave Edwards now playing center field. Rick Sofield now playing right field. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Parrish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Cowens bunts towards first. Cubbage scoops it up and throws to first, with Mackinnon covering, for the out. Parrish moves to second. One out. Richie Hebner pinch hits for Duffy Dyer. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is walked intentionally. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0 for 1 in the game. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cubbage scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Summers for the out. Parrish moves to third. Hebner moves to second. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 4 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cubbage scoops it up and throws to first, with Corbett covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0 for 3 in the game. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wagner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Sofield strikes out. 2 outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Fernando Arroyo now pitching. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Jose Morales pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Landreau pinch runs for Jose Morales. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cubbage bunts towards first. Joaquin Fuss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cubbage for the out. Landreau moves to second. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson is walked intentionally. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Bombo Rivera now playing right field. John Joaquin Fuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joaquin Fuss is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Joaquin Fuss strikes out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Parrish hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Parrish. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Castano applying the tag. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Castano hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Castano. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Whitaker applying the tag. One out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0-for-4 in the game. Mackinnon hits a line drive into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 3-for-6 in the game, with three singles. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0 for 2 in the game. Summers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 5 in the game. Whitaker strikes out. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Roseman now pitching. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Summers. Rivera reaches second base with a double. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Smalley is walked intentionally. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau bunts towards first. Joaquin Fuss scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitaker covering, for the out. Rivera moves to third. Smalley moves to second. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cubbage is walked intentionally. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wagner fields it and throws to first for the out. Rivera scores. Smalley moves to third. Cubbage moves to second. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.